But my box set of the year is The Curse of
Very
Frankenstein.
nice.
It is it's an absolute blind. And these hammer sets, there it is. What's so great about them is obviously technicals, multiple cuts, multiple languages. The technicals are all great. But for me, it's the care that goes into all the other stuff. The booklets that Hammer produce in these are some of the very best that you will find out there.
Hello and welcome to the Screen Time November podcast. Tonight, I'm joined by Simon Crust
And here we are once again, lovely jubbly.
and Mark Costello.
Hello, everyone.
As we come to the end of the year, we're going to be looking at our top 4K discs of 2025. Yes,
Ooh,
it's taken
lovely.
us all of 4 or 5 minutes to try and put those together. But
Speak
first,
for
let's have a look
yourself,
at our
Harlow.
supporters. Yes, I know we went back and
Come
forth, but
on.
not as bad as some years. Some years when we
Yeah.
had to use to put the articles together, it took weeks to formulate and still yielded complaints, which I'm sure this will, but it felt a little bit smoother this time around. Let's have a look at our supporters and what they can win. New patrons: Ian O'Connell, John Barney, Martimu, Cobbler, Ken Stanilis. Thank you very much for joining. You came at the right time because we have around £1,500 worth of Blu-rays, 4Ks, and DVDs to win before Christmas.
Shut the
There's
front
a
door,
lot of
Cass.
competitions.
Shut the front door.
It's an insane amount. I think there have been years when we haven't had as much as we have running in the next month. And there's a couple more. I'm just negotiating an 11 4K bundle. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. Including like the 5 film Predator set.
Very nice.
I know some people call it the 4 film Predator set, but like,
Two,
there's a lot of,
really.
there's a lot of good films. A lot of good films in there. Anyway, it's great. We've got all these bundles
Just
coming
sounds
in. It's,
that just sounds like the studio's getting rid of stock because they know there's a sixth film that's coming out and they need to clear the warehouse so they can release the sixth film box set next.
Could be
Is
that,
that me
could be
being cynical? So, sorry,
that.
labels. We love you really and we appreciate your
Well,
support.
I mean, there's a lot of nice stuff that they're shoving this way, and it's nice this time of year. I'm hoping to draw some, maybe even draw some Christmas Day. We'll see how that goes.
Lots of good stuff.
Also, aside from all of the 4Ks and Blu-rays and DVDs, there is a ridiculous blow us out of the water Q acoustics, Q sub 80 subwoofer, and QED subwoofer cable worth $699. I mean, that's just the
Nice.
cable that's cost that much, but so some seriously good prizes out there.
Entering, peoples.
Right.
Get entering.
Yes. Well, they should really.
Absolutely.
Okay. A year of 4K, and every month we're recommending 4K and reviewing what feels like an increasing number of 4K, albeit increasingly niche at times, but basically a lot of studios. I mean, Hammer has been churning out
Whoa.
discs.
Oh,
Yeah.
wonderful
And
sets.
yeah, but like more than ever before, Arrow has secured a bunch of titles. I think they got what, Warner titles, and they got some Hammer titles as well. Or not
No,
Arrow,
Studio
Studio
Canal
Canal,
now.
Studio
Studio
Canal,
Canal got
sorry.
those.
Studio Canal got the Hammer titles. And what else did Arrow got? They got the Warner back catalog, and
Woo.
they've been doing
Yeah,
more than most
they've got all
recently.
the Hong Kong ones coming, haven't they, as well
Woo,
next year?
that's
Woo
it. The
films.
Hong Kong ones. So, I mean, the labels we've been used to saying a boutique are really pumping out dangerously close to mainstream titles here. And we're still getting lots of smaller titles as well. So it feels like we're doing more 4K than ever. So we had a lot of great titles to pick from.
A
I
lot.
reckon we each do our own set, but
With
we're all
heckling, yep.
obviously gonna comment. Yeah, there's gonna be some heckling. There's gonna be some heckling.
Especially with
Go
Mark's
on.
picks. No,
Yeah,
there
I can't
isn't. There's
believe it,
no
Mark.
heckling.
Seriously, I mean, look at
All mine are
these terrible.
bangers.
Terrible choices. Really, I
Right,
can't.
do you know what? Do you know what? Hold your horses, Harlow. And you, Crust. Get ready for a lesson. Are you sitting comfortably? Right.
Yes.
School is in. Okay.
Okay.
Right. As Kaz mentioned, it was the year of Hammer, quite frankly. Starting off the year with Captain Kronos, and who knew? Who knew at that point when everyone went, ooh, Hammer, Captain Kronos? Ooh, that's a bit of a weird one to be coming out with. When are you going to get some of your decent films out? Well, little did we know.
Little did
Little
we
did we
know.
know that following that, sure enough, there's
I
been
mean,
a
you did
couple of.
know. You did know. What are you
No, we
talking about?
didn't.
You knew
We didn't.
exactly where it was going to go. It was going to go to the good titles
Well, no,
once
we didn't
they
because.
got ev They
Well,
didn't.
we didn't. And that was the thing because no one knows. The Hammer rights are spread everywhere. Who knows who's got what? Anyway,
Okay. All right.
I could have picked Captain Kronos, could have picked either of the two great masses, but my box set of the year is The Curse of Frankenstein.
Great.
It is it's an absolute blind. And these Hammer sets, there it is. What's so great about them is obviously technicals, multiple cuts, multiple languages. The technicals are all great. But for me, it's the care that goes into all the other stuff. The booklets that Hammer produce in these are some of the very best that you will find out there. But I think what pushed this over the edge for me was that final disc that was included in this set
Oh, yeah.
that isn't going to be in the standard editions. It has something like a 4-hour Hammer documentary on. It also then has a 45-minute audio conversation, the last time Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing did work for Hammer, and it's captured on film, and it's just beautiful to see them. But also, you've then got the pilot that followed the release of this, the American pilot TV show that was so bad it never went to series. But you've got that pilot, and that's got its own making of on here. And that's just one disc. That's just. As I said, it's absolutely fantastic.
It is
Easy,
phenomenal.
hands down, set of the year. Set of the year. But there are other sets that were also almost as good. Dark City from Arrow. Now, you'll notice that, yes, this is still in its cellophane. But you'll be saying,
I
but
left it
Mark,
upstairs.
how could you review it, Mark, if it is still in the cellophane? Well, that, dear viewers,
It
is because Arrow sent us the check discs. And the check discs were so amazing, I had to have the package on my shelf. So I went out and bought it. Film is sublime, sci-fi noir at its best, one of those 90s lost gems. The audio on here, the brand new Atmos track. Arrow have been putting Atmos tracks on a few of their 90s films to middling effect, but the Atmos track on here is a banger. Picture is great. The extras, seven audio commentary, seven audio commentaries on this set. I mean,
Yeah.
just
Two
ruddy
cuts of the
hell.
film.
Cut to the film, new interviews, legacy interviews. It's a great, it's probably, it was a toss up between that and Return of the Living Dead for me from Arrow,
Oh,
because
I should have
both
brought that
were
one down as well.
great films, great sets, great packages all around, but Dark City just nudges it.
I'm getting the vibe that the extras and the packaging are the determining factor here. Well,
No. See, your
it's a
film
whole
is a 10 out
set.
of 10.
It's not a
What are
complaint. I'm just saying, not Dark City, because I mean, for my sins, this is the first time I ever watched it through when you sent me the check disc,
Yeah, and
and
how
I
was
thought it was absolutely epic. And I can't imagine what watching that film would have been like if you'd caught it before you saw The Matrix. I
Well,
think
shall
it's
tell you.
you
Shall
and the
tell
rest
you.
of the world.
Yeah, the rest of us, Kaz, who did exactly that, I can tell you exactly what that felt like. And it felt like, what? What? Anyway, moving on. I'm going to Australia next. It will not be my first visit to Australia on this podcast.
Oh, where are they next
Because
month?
I'm going with Hardware. And this t-shirt
Oh, hard one.
is actually part of the Hardware Mark 13 set from Umbrella. Now, again, just. For such a grotty, punk rock little scuzzy film, the release is absolutely amazing. Again, what pushes this over the edge is not only do you get one of the fantastic books of production design and all of that, the icing on the cake here is the complete script for an unproduced sequel, Hardware 2, the script. It's that attention to detail that pushes some of these sets for me over and above, just what's the difference between a great set and a good set? However, there is a good set that I'm coming to next, and it's The Searchers from America.
Ah,
Now, the
right,
reason I've
sure.
put this here is, quite frankly, I think this is the most gobsmacking picture quality I've ever seen. VistaVision, it was scanned at something like 13K.
An odd number.
You're
Ha
preparing
ha!
for the future. Don't ask me why, but anyway, but just honestly, we've had some great VistaVision discs this year. North by Northwest is a great UK disc, but the picture quality on that is just stunning. Blows all any modern picture quality out of the water. Trust me, it's absolutely gorgeous. And my final pick of the top five, because we were doing five, is Kingdom of Heaven. Kingdom
Kingdom of
of
Heaven. Oh,
That's
Kingdom.
exactly right. Film, yes, it might only be a 2KDI, but it looks amazing. The new Atmos track is amazing. It's got the director's cut on there, which makes a shoddy film amazing. And as well as, I think it's three audio commentaries, you have 7.5 hours of extra features on them. It'll all be legacy, but at least you've got them all on there. Now, the only thing missing is that there's no director's cut. But frankly, I would never watch that ever again
Theatrical
anyway.
cut, you mean?
Sorry, that's what I mean. Idiot Costello. There's no theatrical cut on there, which is fine because it's an
You don't
abomination.
need or want that. Yeah.
So,
Yeah. N nobody wants to go back to the time when you thought that Kingdom of Heaven was just a terrible movie and didn't ever want to
yes.
watch anything with Orlando Bloom in again. So I'm
Exactly.
quite happy.
Exactly. So that's my
Yeah,
top
but I
five.
get what you're
But
saying. For an all-encompassing set, it should have had it.
it
Yes.
should have had
Yeah.
it in, but I'm gonna overlook it because I like the Steelbook's really good.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Harlow, in his infinite wisdom, said you can only do five, Costello, but you can have an honourable mention. So I'm obviously going to cheat because I'm going to have three honourable mentions just because I can. But I'm lumping them all together. Now, I said Hardware wasn't going to be my first visit down under. I'm going back to Australia because the likes of Imprint and Umbrella are churning out at that, some of the most ridiculous sets imaginable. I'm talking oversized, overpriced, overdesigned, over-engineered, over everything. But my God, they are the definition of what collector's pieces are. Now, in fact, I have one here, but I'm going to go to my colleague, Mr. Crust, to show us the first of these. And I think we on Saturday, 20th December, last year, in to this year. But the never-ending story. Look at that. That is a life-size prop replica of obviously the book. And it's going to add to that June with actual spicing. Can you see the spice going up and down in it? There's legitimate spice. If you can't see it, it's because the spice is bending space around it. So don't worry if you can't see it. And the final one, oh, hang on, let me get it right.
Just got to get the discount to show you that.
Oh, my word.
Is the keep. The keep with an actual replica of the silver crosses in there. Now, I thought I was quite happy at the start of this year with the Vinegar Syndrome release. No. I had to have this. And the good thing about them is it's not just all about the packaging. There's legit extra stuff in here that you're not getting anywhere else. The Neverending Story had the fantastic documentary Flight of the Navigator. Flight, is it? What was it? Something about Atreyu. The documentary on Life After Atreyu. That was it. That shows the kids now. Fantastic documentary. Dune
The
has
second cut of the film as well, didn't it?
second cut of the. What on the Neverending Story?
Yeah, the
Yep,
German cut.
second cut of that on there. On Dune, you've got the TV edition as well as the documentary that Arrow promised they were putting on theirs, but then didn't. And The Keep also has a new feature-length documentary on there that wasn't on the Vinegar Syndrome disc as well. So, honestly, Australia, it's the place to be. I would have got my new Freaked box set as well, but I thought, I've got enough. I've got enough. However, I do have Dust Devil coming. And of course, I had to the full size pumpkin edition of Halloween 1 to 5.
All
I will
right,
have
that
all of
sold
those
out
as well.
everywhere.
Yes. I know. but hopefully.
That's
So
gone. I mean, I was going to get that when I was out there, but that's gone already.
I'll let you have a look at mine, Si. So that's me. Honestly, it's been a fantastic year for 4K, but I could have put another five up here. Transfers are getting better and better and more consistent. The errors that plague the likes of Arrow and whatnot are starting to get less and less. They're still there, but we're starting to get less and less. And the fact is that we've now got boutique labels are almost as mainstream as you said, Kaz. I think it's been a fantastic year for 4K. So, yeah.
It has been a pretty impressive run. I mean, I will. I don't. I think what's nice about the box sets you're showing, particularly the umbrella sets, which my word, I'm never going to import, is that I looked at a lot of those film vault sets. You know, the really oversized film vault sets. I'm going to say now, years later, and with no PR companies in my ear, they were just a waste of money. And you look at these umbrella sets, which are a similar-ish size, and it looks like someone who actually
No, they're way
cared about
bigger.
the
I
film.
think these are
Okay,
way
but I
bigger than
mean,
the vault. Way, way
I
bigger.
don't mean similar-ish size, and I mean similar-ish size
Oh,
in comparison to a standard
sorry.
Amaray. You know, like it's a similar amount of space you're going to have to, you know, allow for these beasts, because the film vault things take up a stupid amount of space, but you open them up and it's like there's nothing in there. There's a lot of foam and there's a little
I
paperweight.
think what we're starting to see in a. Sorry, go on, Kaz.
I just don't think that the people who were behind them really thought, oh, I love this film. What would someone like?
No,
You know,
they're
and
marketing tools, aren't they? They're released by
but
big
yeah, but they're
companies.
just generic. We'll do the same thing for all of those same kind of pictures, same thing.
Yeah, there's
I
nothing,
feel.
the disc is exactly the same on all these sets. It's just the bump they
Yeah,
throw in it.
it's true.
Unlike these
The
things,
disc is
which.
all there, but even the extras you give, you've got to give it a bit of thought. The old Blade Runner box set, I've got the old
Oh, the old case.
case, and it's got a freaking
Spinner.
spinner
Spinner.
in it. It's got a unicorn. It's like, I mean, it's a nice set.
What's so great about these Australian sets is all the paper stuff that they replicate press kits of the time. And they do it when it looks like it's tight paper. So honestly, it feels like, this is what a film journalist would have got back on release. And then you've got the script. And again, it's like it's been typed on, it feels like it is genuinely good fluff. Of course it's fluff, it's still just paper and crap like that, which you don't need. But it's the kind of fluff that, you go, oh, and what's on the, oh, it's posters and art cards. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're in there as well. Tom would be much appreciative of them. But these Australian sets for me really do go the extra mile. As and like you said, they then put extra releases, which everyone says, oh, it's absolutely brilliant, don't have. So yeah, long may it continue. Anyway, that's me done. Who's going next, Kaz?
Well, Simon's going next.
Moi? Okay, I'll go
Yes. I mean, I
next.
don't have anywhere near as impressive a show and tell to offer for mine, but
Oh,
yes,
that's sad.
let's see. Let's see.
Okay, so steady, steady. Yeah, that's sad. That's just sad, Kaz.
It's a worry, isn't it? I mean, as Mark said at the beginning, picking all this stuff has been quite difficult because there's been such fantastic releases this year, and we did have quite an overlap of our stuff, particularly you and I, Mark. So I've had to, you know, edit mine to fit in with
Oh,
yours so we can
sorry.
get more discs. No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. So I've gone with five and two extras, not you know, as many extras as you, but you know, why not? These are in no particular order. That's just how they come off the shelf. First one I've picked is Smile 2, because not only is it a blistering picture and sound, but it's a damn fine film and probably one of the best sequels out there. Better, almost better than the film that it was based on, the original. I
And
think it I is better really
than
enjoyed it. the first film.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think so too.
totally
With
agree.
a fantastic performance from Naomi here, absolutely out of this
It was
world.
amazing.
It is absolute, and it looks and sounds brilliant. I had a great time with it, and what a time to be alive! Just brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
So that's that one there. We'll go
Nice.
with see that. So I'm going to go with this one here, Sinners, as a 4K release, because I tried to sneak it into the film. The film bit, because see, it was released this year as a film, wasn't it? But I wasn't allowed, so I snuck it in as a 4K release. Again, another blistering release, a fantastic film, subverting expectations. You're not sure where it's going to go, part musical, all horror. It's just brilliant. Another fantastic film, another awesome soundtrack, and another load of extras. It's a great, great film and a great, great disc. If you don't
Nice.
have it, you ought to, because it's demo all the way. Now, where should we go? Where should we go? Let's go to the Far East, shall we? Now, there's been some great releases from Kurosawa this year. I've gone with The Hidden Fortress, because I wasn't expecting this one to come this year. And it is a stunning film. Everyone knows it's based on, or George Lucas based most of his Star Wars on this film. And it's the pitch, again, the BFI have done a tremendous restoration on the picture, and it was always pretty good anyway, because it's, Kurosawa, they're always going to be looked after. But it's this is a genuinely fabulous film, fabulous looking, with a whole load of extras on it as well. It's just brilliant. I'm just gutted I didn't get to review this one. Ah,
All
Cassius.
right. Yes,
Anyway,
I have been
it's
a
like the
Kurosawa
boss gets the
swine
pick of
this
the
year.
discs.
Well, you say
No.
that. Well, what's let's see what else is on
Let's see
Simon's
what else
list.
is coming up. Hey,
Let's
let's see
see what
what
else
else
is
is
on
coming
Simon's list.
up.
Yeah, from the person who said I picked five and two extra. Let's see the maths on this.
Okay,
Yeah.
so controversial maybe.
No,
Tron
not at all. You
Tron
made
Legacy.
me not have it on my list.
Yeah, Tron
Yeah.
Legacy. Who thought? Who knew? Who knew it would come? Who knew it would be so good? Who knew it would be such an extravagance on 4K? Yeah, I was very, very impressed with this. Atmos, out of this world. Really, really great. Looks brilliant. I was very, very happy to get this. I didn't go for the steelbook because I'm not into the big steelbook stuff, so I got the standard slipcase one, as you
Nice.
can see here. So I did have to wait, what, 2 weeks was it, or 3 weeks prior to your review of the steelbook. But I managed to hold on, and here we go. Exactly the same discs, of course, just a different outside.
Nice.
Very, very nice. Very, very happy to have that in my collection now. Because I reviewed this on 3D a million years ago, when
You
3D was a
did,
thing. I
yeah.
did, yes. Now then. Now then. Here
Now
we
then,
go.
now then.
Here we go.
This
Here we go.
is his fifth single
This is the
entry,
fifth
and
single entry
from
we
the person who doesn't get much good to
have.
review.
Here we have the Bond Sean Connery six film set as a single release. Because, come on, six Bond films in one set. How is that not good value for money? He's absolutely brilliant. Again, they're all fantastic. Not without his controversies for some of the sound edits, but we can forgive that, the odd word here and the odd sound effect there, because the set itself is absolutely brilliant. You reviewed this one, didn't you, Mark? I forget. Was it? It was you, wasn't it?
I did indeed,
You did, yeah.
yes.
Absolutely brilliant. Did
Yeah.
you get the steelbooks, or did you go for this one?
I did. I steel books are sat right there, right behind
You
me,
went for the
just up there.
steelbooks, okay.
I did go for the steel books, yes.
So you get what, the Blu-rays, the extra Blu-rays, that's about it, isn't it? Plus the
Which
steel.
will never ever be used.
Exactly, never be used. Again, I'm not really into the steel stuff, so I wasn't interested in that. But I did have to have this in my collection because it's brilliant. And what I found most interesting about it is when you watch these films back to back, one after the other, you can see how much more Bond it becomes. It's just
Yeah,
brilliant. And the
you wait
music
until
gets
the
better, the
more
acting gets
ones.
better, everything.
Yeah.
It's just fabulous. I had a fabulous time watching all of these. They're absolutely brilliant.
I was going to say, I'll tell you what, next year, I'm going to say my release of the year next year is going to be the Roger Moore set.
If
And if
you
I
get it,
do
oh
not
yeah.
have that, I am going to throw the biggest hissy fit of all. Just warning the labels now. I want my Roger
Absolutely.
Moore set.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
So
so do I.
I'll just add in a
I'm not
couple of
giving you
little
the disc.
extras. A couple of
I'll
lyrics.
remember
One
that,
that really
Harlan.
should have made the list, really. Master and Commander.
Oh.
Again, so perhaps some controversy with the sound on this one, because a slight roll off on the very low race, but nevertheless, what an awesome film to have in the collection. It looks
Great
brilliant. It
film.
does sound, it
Great
sounds
film.
absolutely fine. Unless you've got, the giant subs that can get right down to minus 20, you're not really going to notice the difference. A little tweak on the volume. And it's absolutely brilliant. I again, thoroughly enjoyed this throughout the runtime. What's not to love? What's not to love about it?
The fact they
There was
didn't
never
make
a
a sequel
sequel.
is what's
There
so
was never
left
a
to love.
sequel. Yeah, and there
Yeah.
never will be. And my last
Oh.
one is a film we haven't reviewed.
Oh
Dun dun dun.
no.
And it's a still book. Can you believe it? Monty
Oh.
Python and the Holy Grail.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. Watched only the other night, in fact. And it's just as good as I remember it. And it looks fabulous. And it sounds fabulous. And it's got all the extras on it. What's not to love?
Love it.
What's
I
not to
need
love?
that.
This format is just awesome, isn't it? Absolutely
Yeah,
brilliant.
it makes
It
us
really
buy the
is.
same film for the fourth time. It's brilliant.
But it is
Which
the best it's ever going to be, isn't it? It's never going to be any better. And by and large, they are so much better than Blu-ray. Image quality and sound
yeah.
quality, it's just phenomenal. We are
Yep.
so lucky
Well,
to be living in this time.
and talking about buying the same film again and again. I went a roundabout way to come up with my list because I appreciate we want to be suggesting the best 4K titles in terms of picture, extras, sound, everything that people want to pick up. But I think I just picked five films that
That you
I've
like.
wanted on the format since the start of the format,
Well, it
and
is kind
that's
of what we were
very
talking about on
much,
Sunday. What
yeah.
is we've got to pick these numbers. What is the criteria behind it? And you said, well,
Yeah.
you like the film. It's got to be because it's, yeah. So
So I
that's kind
think
of what I
that's what
mean.
it comes down to. So my sets are nowhere near as lavish, in some cases controversial. But I just picked five films that would probably make my top 100 wanting to be on 4K titles since the birth of 4K, and it's taken until now for all of them to get there. So the first one we just had is Hard Boiled. I'm talking
Oh
about the Shout edition, although I'm hoping Arrows is just around the corner. It's a
so am
lovely set. I'm sure that people are going to complain about one wrong subtitle and everything else they can throw at it, but I've never seen Hard Boiled look or sound this great, and it was absolutely tremendous to revisit it.
Yeah,
And to have it in
that's.
4K, I mean, it's just
Yeah, who would have thought? Who
such a
would have thought?
propulsive film. Yeah, who would have thought? But when you sit down and you watch it, I mean, he's having such a ball.
Yeah.
And he didn't just shoot the action well, he shot the whole film like at the peak of his game. And I'm
Yeah.
not saying, I know people favor the killer, but every frame, every sequence, everything he did, he really nailed. Apart from maybe the sax, but he did it well. It's
Don't miss the
wall-to-wall
sax,
action.
Kaz.
I know, I'm joking. I love it. But that was something I think I've been looking for a decent release of since forever. So I'm
Nice.
not saying the Blu-ray wasn't okay, but it was really waiting for that upgrade.
Yeah.
The next one's my wallpaper here, which is Way of the Gun. Never would have expected a 4K release of Way of the Gun. When it appeared on this weird US only limited Lionsgate exclusive steelbook lenticular, whatever, I think you had to sell a kidney on eBay in order to get this thing. But I did because I absolutely love the
Because you've
film.
got two and you only
It's
need one.
yeah, yeah and I would have never expected this on the format. It's a lovely looking set, and it's a very, very nice release. But my word, this is the top 4K list for me. It happened in 25. Yojimbo Sanjuro. I got
Yeah,
two
remember.
into two for
Yeah,
one
a two
there.
for one, a two for.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea why they don't separate those out. I mean, they're tremendous films, but they've
Absolutely.
been Yojimbo Sanjuro for forever. I think even
Forever, yeah.
Criterion did it that way.
They did, yep.
But it's a tremendous set, tremendous pair of Kurosawas. Everyone's got their favorite Kurosawas. I mean, non-samurai, I'd probably shoot for something like Redbeard, but I do love Yojimbo Sanjiro. Yojimbo was the foundation for Fistful of Dollars. The dollar sets, I think, were another one we could have squeezed into
I had that on my,
25 on the shortlist. But I picked this. Love them. Fantastic restorations. BFI did a tremendous job. I mean, you're getting two films on there. They're lovingly brought to life again. And it's tremendous revisiting them. I have had them on a lot of formats because I used to be stupid enough to like import the region A locked version, and then my player would die and I'd end up with a player that doesn't play region A, so then it would come out region B, so I'd buy it again. Yes, fantastic set. Lethal Weapon,
Again,
I do,
what's not to love?
why has it taken this long, and why are we waiting for the other
For the
three?
rest of them, yeah.
Yeah, what's that about? This is an interesting one because the Lethal Weapon films were released on Blu-ray, and I enjoyed them
In
on
sets,
Blu-ray,
yeah.
but the extended cut wasn't released since the DVD.
Quite right, too.
Absolutely.
No, I don't. I'm not even having any of this. I love the school sniper scene. I think it's absolutely tremendous. Absolutely love the schools. Mr. Sniper, sir.
Let's film a different film.
I love it. Absolutely
Ross
love
knows a
it.
thing or two. Listen to him.
Love it. I also, it makes so much more sense
Oh,
that
that one bloody line. Meh, 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 meh. Yeah, you're just
that
wrong, Kaz.
Murtagh thinks he's a hero there. Yeah. Anyway, love it. Love the director's cut. But the fact is, they had, it
We
does
got
make any
both.
sense that they didn't release it. Yes.
Yeah,
And
we
we
got them
didn't
both.
have that for ages. And I didn't understand why they didn't do that. Well, there was some rights issues, I think, that
We
passed.
all really know why. It was the Gibson controversy. That's what it was.
No, not releasing it. I mean, not releasing both versions on
Oh,
Blu-ray.
the director's cut. Sorry.
Yeah, that was down to the director. I agree with you on the Gibson controversy, but surely they'd have sold well enough for them to give us the other ones and give us the four
You'd
film
hoped.
set. Anyway, I loved, that's got to be amongst my top titles, and Dirty Harry is the last one.
Oh,
Similar
nice.
reasons. And again, I've got the old set with the, the Magnum on the front cover and all of the different discs. I mean, I've had so many different versions. Dirty Harry in 4K. What year? 2025.
Yeah,
Now give me the
absolutely.
rest.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I mean, to be fair, you
And
could
I
have stuck Pale
remember.
Rider in there. You could have stuck Outlaw Josie Wales in there.
Outlaw Josie Wales. That was so close to being on my list as well. One of my
I mean,
all-time favorite films.
stunning restorations, I think,
Yeah,
on the lot.
they are fantastic. I mean, there's some questionable decisions over the artwork there, but
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, well.
yeah, someone was a little bit sick. My bonus title, though, that feeds into, I think, what we talked about at the beginning with some of these umbrella sets, including stuff that other things don't have. My bonus pick was The Cell from Arrow. Now, what was interesting to me on this was the extra on there is really something I mean, it's a bit like on Riddick, I guess. It's really something you just don't often come across. It's basically the 90s equivalent to an IMAX version. And it was a gorgeous, I'm going to call it unmolested version of the film in what is essentially an expanded aspect ratio. And I think thought it looked tremendous. And the way it was the film was put together meant that the end result for 4K wasn't actually that special, probably shouldn't make a top list. But this old version of it, cleaned up, and I think I can't remember, it was the cinematographer that found it. I mean, it was, what an extra. Like, I'm going to watch this film again the way I should have watched it in the first place kind of extra. I mean, it's just absolutely superb. So I will say, in terms of impressive surprise releases of the year, The Cell was one of them. Right.
It did have
I
its
think
own
that's
niche, though,
awesome.
didn't it? It did need a replacement.
It did. Yes. I mean, it did. What, for the 2 seconds that nobody really noticed during a
Noticed it.
dream
I
sequence?
didn't
So, I
notice
mean,
it.
really. I mean, the replacement just meant I had a spare disc to shift to someone. Really, it was, yeah. But yes, definitely worth kicking a fuss about. Just
Good
like that kind
release.
Chinese character that was wrong on Hard Boiled. I hope they reissue all of those so I can give a spare copy to a friend again. What a fantastic series. I mean, is it a contender for one of the best years of releases?
Gotta be close, isn't it? It's been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it, isn't there? Because all the big guns, all the big releases, they're all out there now. I think Bond was the last one, but we'd already had some Bonds in 4K. But I think all the big releases, the big franchise releases, your Star Wars, your Lord of the
What
Rings,
about
Indiana
Lethal
Jones, and all that.
Weapon, Dirty Harry? Come on. All the
So
John Woo films, what are you doing?
I think in terms of that, it's not. But I think what it is though is the technicals now are starting to reach that they're starting to maintain a consistent level of excellence, which I don't think we've had before. And I think it's noticeable. And now, the fact that we are getting the likes of Hammer, these umbrella sets, I think that this year more than any, it is embracing its niche collector's format. These things, let's be honest, these things ain't cheap and they're far too big. So at the end of the day, it's th these are not made for mass consumption. But at the end of the day, you've got your options, haven't you? You don't have to have these mega sets. They're all released with standard editions as well, and all that kind of stuff. And the technicals are still there. So I think absolutely, I think for me, this has been the best year for 4K. We talked about niche before, Kaz. I mean, good grief. What is it that 88 Films put out a couple of weeks ago? One of those Nazi SS
Oh,
experiment
SS Elite.
camp or whatever it was in 4K. I mean, the fact that I haven't seen it yet, but the reviews apparently, it's called It Looks Amazing.
Who would have thought you'd get a film like that? It's
They've
incredible.
really lent into it because for Black Friday, their 10% or 25% off code, whatever it is boobs. It's great. They've totally embraced their brand. It's like,
I think that's the measure of it, isn't it? I think now, we expect the mainstreams, your Jurassic World, your Supermans are going to come out. They're going to come out with a bit of extras, but they're going to look and sound amazing. We expect that. And yes, they do. It's when you get those kind, your SS experiment camps or love camp, whatever the bloody hell it's called, and those are coming out on good quality 4K. That's when
yeah,
we've
that's when a
hit
format has
peak
made format has landed.
maturity.
I would say I did suggest that 25 was the best year, but I already know 26 is going to beat it, and that's because of what's coming in January.
Oh, right. You mean all your Arrow
All the
ones,
woos.
all your Arrow Woo ones?
Yeah, no, I mean Steven Seagal, Under Siege.
Oh, shush.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, I'll tell you what, if it was Belly of the Beast, I'd have been there for it.
I tell you what, Steven Seagal Under Siege, if that's the first of the Seagals, if they release all his old Golden Era films in 4K, that's when you know the format has gone past peak. When they start not
It's
only releasing
undeniable.
like peak Seagal, but when Belly of the Beast comes out in 4K,
That's it.
you know nobody but me and us three are going to be
That's
watching
it.
it. That's it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, very nice. All right, what a
Quality.
great selection. Let's
Yeah.
see what next year has to offer. Okay, right. Well, that's everything for this November podcast. My thanks
Short and
to Mark
sweet.
and Simon. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
You're very
I'm
welcome,
not gonna.
Mr. Harlow.
Well, and next one's the Christmas one. Don't
Oh.
forget to
Oh.
do the usual social media, like and subscribe and so on, and tell everyone about the AV Forms podcast and spread the word far and wide. And if you really like the podcast, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForms. Nobody bought us a coffee this time. I feel like under-caffeinated.
Was it a pint?
Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon.
Adios.